Lead photo spread. Throughout 2009, blind people around the world will celebrate the bicentennial of Louis Braille's birth. During this year, the NFB will raise the profile of the Braille code through a national Braille literacy campaign, Braille Readers Are Leaders, BRL. Local Federationists celebrated Braille's birthday on January 4th by sponsoring educational events at bookstores and libraries across the country. On March 26th, the U.S. Mint will begin selling a commemorative silver dollar to the general public. It will include the likeness of Louis Braille and the raised dots BRL, the Braille abbreviation for the word Braille. Proceeds from the sale of these commemorative coins will help fund the NFB's National Braille Literacy Campaign. Articles examining various issues surrounding Braille will be published in the Braille Monitor throughout the next year as part of this educational initiative. President Maurer announced at the 2008 NFB National Convention that one goal of this campaign will be to double the number of Braille readers among the American blind school-aged population by 2015. For further information about developments in the NFB's National Braille Literacy Campaign, visit http://www.braille.org and sign up to receive regular updates by email. Photo 1, the caption, The Little Hands of Brandon Pickerel, a child who attended the NFB of Maryland convention in 2007, are pictured here reading Braille. The print text of what he is reading can be seen above the Braille. Photo 2, the caption, This is the newly designed NFB Braille alphabet card, which may be ordered from the NFB Independence Market and used for educational purposes. Go for Braille is the secret message embossed at the bottom of the alphabet card. Featuring the uncontracted alphabet and the numbers 1 through 0, this tool will go a long way to promote knowledge of Braille throughout the United States. To order these cards, call 410-659-9314 or visit http://www.nfb.org. Photo 3, the caption, The Lucien Philippi portrait of Louis Braille that hangs in the Braille birthplace and museum in Couvray, France.